This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet has sunk after what Kiev said was a Ukrainian missile strike, dealing one of the heaviest blows yet to Moscow's war effort and providing a stunning symbol of Kiev's resistance against a better armed foe. Kiev says it hit the cruiser Moskva with missiles fired from the coast. Russia did not confirm the attack, but said the ship sank while being towed in stormy seas after a fire caused by an explosion of ammunition. Moscow said more than 500 sailors had been evacuated. There was no independent confirmation of the fate of the crew. Although Russia did not acknowledge that Ukrainian missiles had hit the ship, early on Friday it struck what it described as a factory in Kiev that made and repaired anti-ship missiles in apparent retaliation. In his nightly address, President Volodymyr Zelensky has told Ukrainians they should be proud of having survived 50 days under Russia's attack when invaders, quote, gave us a maximum of five. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports.
Listing the way Ukrainians have defended against the onslaught, Zelensky noted those who showed that Russian warships can sail away, even if it's to the bottom of the sea. It was his only reference to the guided missile cruiser, the Moskva, which became a potent target of Ukrainian defiance in the opening days of the war. It sank on Thursday while being towed to port after suffering heavy damage under circumstances that remain under dispute. Ukrainian officials say their forces struck the vessel with missiles, while Moscow acknowledged a fire on board, but not any attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says a variety of crises are eroding the health of millions and blocking needed humanitarian aid in war-torn hotspots around the world. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Ukraine, a once thriving society, is now shattered. Since Russia invaded 51 days ago, thousands of civilians, including children, have been killed and injured. The World Health Organization has confirmed 119 attacks on healthcare personnel and facilities. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says health services are severely disrupted, particularly in the east of the country, now the epicenter of the fighting.
Humanitarian corridors must be established so that medical supplies, food and water can be delivered.
On another front, the World Food Program says 4.6 million people in the embattled Tigray province of northern Ethiopia are suffering from acute hunger. Hundreds of thousands reportedly are on the verge of famine. The Ethiopian government called a humanitarian truce 3 weeks ago. Despite this, WHO Chief Tedros says a blockade, one of the longest in history, continues. Few life-saving supplies, he says, are reaching Tigray.
To avert the humanitarian calamity and hundreds of thousands more people from dying, we need unfettered humanitarian access from those reinforcing the siege.
Tedros warns the Horn of Africa and Sahel are at high risk of famine. He says conflict, years of drought, heavy flooding, and COVID-19 have destroyed people's ability to cultivate the land, grow their crop, and raise their cattle. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least 152 Palestinians were injured in clashes with Israeli riot police on Friday at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. The Palestinian Red Crescent said 2 weeks into the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, Israeli security forces have been on high alert after a series of deadly Arab street attacks throughout the country over the past 2 weeks. Recapping our top story, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet has sunk after what Kiev said was a Ukrainian missile strike, dealing one of the heaviest blows yet to Moscow's war effort and providing a stunning symbol of Kiev's resistance against a better armed foe. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.